listener production.
Hey there, Alistair Kirkby with your local briefing. Tens of thousands of current and former BHP employees may have missed out on entitlements and allowances over the past 13 years. The mining giant says a preliminary review suggests some staff had leave incorrectly deducted on public holidays. The bungle is believed to be worth more than $400 million. The federal leader of the Nationals in the Senate hopes the incoming WA Premier will back the live sheep export industry. Bridget McKenzie says there are broader impacts of a shutdown, which is set to come into play in the next election.
Any government prepared to destroy the livelihoods of 3,000 Western Australians should first have the courage to face those impacted and defend the reasoning based on science.
Crime Stoppers has kicked off a national campaign looking at the importance of reporting drug use in the community. It comes amid the latest research finding drugs remain the number one crime of concern for all Aussies. The WA Chief Executive Vince Hughes says if you see something, say something.
You don't have to call into a police station to make the report if you think that you're going to be intimidated. You don't have to make a call to a police station. Ring Crime Stoppers or go online and put in an online report to Crime Stoppers, and I can guarantee you that you will be kept anonymous. All we want is the information. We don't need to know who you are.
City dwellers are moving to the regions in record numbers. Capital to regional migration has risen by nearly 8%, according to the Regional Australia Institute's Quarterly Movers Index. Cost of living pressures have been dubbed as the biggest reason behind the sea change. And Kalkoorlie Bushland Park has reopened in Kalgoorlie Boulder. Locally named Carl the Bull has been herded out of the park to a nearby station. He likely got in through a damaged part of the fence, which has now been repaired. In sport, the Goldfields Giants are hoping to continue their winning streak this weekend in the men's NBL 1 West. The side just scraped through with a win last week against the Perry Lakes Hawks, 79-77. They take on the Coburn Cougars at Niels Hansen Stadium on Saturday night at 7:30.